We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Well, welcome into another edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. I'm Mike Kelly, and on this week's show, really special guest, a guy that I have watched grow in this business and who I am very proud to call a friend and also a colleague on the Tiger Network. He is the voice of the Missouri women, also helps us on the Mizzou football broadcast, handling the pregame show as well. We say hi to the Moberly native, Mr. Brad Trinago. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, Mike, and thank you for all your guidance and help over the years, too. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has been fun, and let's go back a little bit. You know, we first met when you were a student, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2006, I believe it was, or 2005 football season, 2005-2006 school year, and I interned under you, and I got to be up in the booth and helping out in a very small capacity anyway during that run and get a pretty good view of the second time that Mizzou football stormed the field after beating Nebraska. And yeah, just a real thrill then to learn and kind of look over your shoulder and see how you do things, and now a chance to have a little deeper relationship on the broadcast. It's been really great.
Yeah, and for me it was an easy thing too when the opportunity came for, you know, Missouri to make a move in terms of the next women's play-by-play announcer. I just thought you were a natural fit, and certainly, I know you've rolled into the opportunity. Have done a great job. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, absolutely! And I hopped on at the absolute perfect time. It seems like I came in with the SEC change for the 2012-2013 season, and every year that I have been following and covering the program, they've just gotten progressively better. It's just been a step-by-step process. And, you know, went from a WNIT team in that 2012-2013 year, and that was a big deal just to get back to postseason eligibility. Then the next year got close, but not quite, and then gradually breaking through to be an NCAA tournament team, and now Coach Pinchton has been very open about, okay, it's time for that next step. It's time to be one of those top 16 teams in the nation in the eyes of the selection committee that gets to host an NCAA tournament regional, and then, of course, from there be at least favored to make it to a Sweet 16.
All right, so let's table the discussion about the women, because there's a lot that I want to talk about, particularly on the heels of their victory over South Carolina for the second consecutive year, taking down the national champions. But I've got to go back to something, because you're a guy that likes to kind of, I don't know, Brad, kind of just remind people when you're right. You know, and a couple years ago, you won the little pool that we do where we select games, and I didn't hear about it. Didn't hear the end of it until really the start of the next season. And of course, you reminded us, like, for the first 4 weeks that you'd won the previous year. Who won this year?
Well, it was it was you, Mike, and it was a very dominant performance. And, you know, for me and my research team, it's just about, you know, outside of Alabama and football and what they do, I mean, pretty much every program, they have a rebuilding or kind of a reloading year, if they will, and we just got to take a step back as a picks committee and reevaluate everything that we do and come back in 2018 stronger than ever.
Who went, I think, 2-for-3 in the final weekend, which was the bowl game, and it included bowl picks and also was perfect in the playoffs, getting both Georgia and Alabama, then the eventual national champion. Who was that? I can't remember. Can you help me?
That was you, sir. That was, again, it was a very impressive performance. And now the question for you is, can you build on it? Can you sustain that success? I mean, I'm here to give you any pointers that you need about, you know, consistent, sustained success in the pick segment on Tiger Tailgate.
Here's the great thing is that we both know it's like, you know, we're picking against the fan who's usually somewhat pretty good, but then we've got Howard Richards, who always is, you know, the doormat, I guess, of this whole process. So we always know that we can beat one person each and every year. What'd you think of the championship game on Monday night?
Oh, just another terrific national championship. And, I mean, really, you step beyond even college football. I thought about this, too. I mean, my goodness, how many terrific championship games and series have we seen as sports fans just in the last couple of years? I mean, you step back, you know, a couple seasons to the Villanova buzzer beater in college basketball, or you think of the Cubs World Series title, or the NBA final a couple years ago when Cleveland beat Golden State in 7 games, the tremendous Super Bowl with the Patriots, and of course the last two, you know, championship games in college football, coming down to the final second where Alabama loses, and then Monday night, the tremendous courage that Nick Saban showed. I know he's so well established, he can, you know, go over for a couple years and he's still, his legacy is secure, but still to have the courage to realize at halftime what I am doing is not working, and to be able to make that massive adjustment to put in your backup quarterback who had played no significant reps all year. I mean, he was rewarded for what is a pretty courageous decision, I think.
Well, he pulls a guy who's 25-2 as a starter in favor of a guy that, you know, they must have seen something consistently during practice to be able to have the ability to call on Tua, and the young man came through, and that just underscores why Saban, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time, and, you know, now matching – Bear Bryant with 6 national championships, you know, speaks volumes as Alabama picks up their 17th. Let's shift gears now. Let's talk about the Missouri women. How many times since you have been working with Robin Pinchton have you heard the phrase, it's part of the process?
It's funny. That's certainly something that Coach Saban and Coach Pinchton have in common, right, is a lot of talk about the process. And I love, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but you did a podcast, I believe it was. It might have been one of these from earlier, in a recording you pulled out with Michael Porter Sr., who is Robin Pinchton's brother-in-law, a former assistant under Coach Pinchton, now an assistant on the men's side under Tonzo Martin. But he used a line, something to the effect of, Robin got on her hands and knees in the nooks and crannies and just scrubbed out every little bit of this program. And I love the way that he said it, and I'm not quite doing it justice, but it really does feel that way, because again, you know, she shows up a couple years before the SEC move, and the program was down near the bottom of the Big 12 and you know, the Power 5 schools in general, and just gradually, you know, getting things set up for the way she felt it needed to be done to be successful. And we've seen that, you know, just step by step, bit by bit. Now, of course, it helps when you have your niece, your two nieces, and Bree and Sierra Porter, who are top 100 national recruits. You have a young lady who's an All-American talent, and a McDonald's All-American herself in Sophie Cunningham, who was right there, was probably coming to Mizzou no matter who the coach was. So yes, you're extremely fortunate to have all that right there. But this was coming even before Sophie Cunningham and the Porters ended up showing up and making their presence felt on campus. This program was already building up. Now, that certainly accelerated whenever the Cunninghams and the Porters and the like arrived. But you have people like Jordan Frerichs, too, who was not the most highly touted recruit in the nation out of Quincy, and she ends up being an all-SEC caliber forward, and the conference's top rebounder is a sophomore. And, you know, Sierra Michaelis was a young lady who was a small school kid who ended up making good, that had to beat out Nebraska for. Morgan Eye, the all-time three-point shooter in Mizzou basketball history. Her only major Division I offer was from Mizzou. Coach Pinchin saw something there in her, and she was rewarded with a lot of tremendous success, especially offensively. So it's just, it's been, again, just a step-by-step evolution, no cutting corners, no shortcuts, and we're finally seeing this, you know, year number eight for Coach Pinchin. We're seeing all of that work that was done, you know, from 2010 on, we're seeing it really come to fruition now.
Well, and Robin Pinchin would be the first to say it's more than just her. It's about her staff. It's about the organization. And you're around it on a daily basis. So tell fans about her organization and also her assistant coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's had Jenny Putnam with her the entire time at Mizzou, former player under Coach Pinchin way back in the day at St. Ambrose at the NAIA level. They had the coaching relationship, you know, before Coach Pinchin came over from Illinois State also, and just a really, you know, steadying presence who really knows the game, and she's been great. Ashleen Bracey has been a fairly recent addition to this staff and has done a terrific job. She was the assistant coach who was in charge of the scouting report for the South Carolina game on Sunday, and you saw how well that game plan played out. So really a very talented up-and-coming young coach. And then, you know, I could go all the way down the list of the staff that has been there, you know, at least the entire time that I've been around. I mean, Jake Lynn, the strength coach, Allison Mosel, the trainer, keeps busy with all the Cunninghams and Porters that have their various games all the time, it seems like, throughout the years. And Heather Buchner now, Heather Page, the director of ops. And as you know, Mike, that director of operations job is just such an unsung hero. To me, with the director of ops at a lot of positions, it's like, what's the part where you're involved in sports, but you don't get to do any of the fun stuff? You just, like, coordinate the hotels and the meals and stuff like that, and just you make sure it's a critical job, but it's one where you're not the one who's, you know, out there drawing up all the plays or things like that. So Heather does that and just does a tremendous job of, you know, keeping me in line. As you know, I get a little scattered, so she helps to steer me in the right direction, like, you know, herding a cat or something, and gets me in the places that I need to go and the rest of the program. But, yeah, the staff's great. You know, I'll use a classic example that I think was brought up in a different magazine piece, but, you know, we'll land somewhere, and, you know, as a staff and as a, you know, players and others, whenever the plane lands, we get out and we help unload the plane and shift the stuff over to the buses. And we get to the hotel and we unload the stuff, everybody's stuff, from the buses to go in the hotel room. And Robin Pinchin is either the leader of it, or she's the one under the bus organizing all the suitcases, or she's very active and involved in helping out with that, just like everybody else. And I know for me personally, and I think for everybody else, when you see your leader, your kind of CEO, if you will, willing to do little stuff like that, that nobody sees, that's never on, you know, it's not going to be on video or whatever. When you see your CEO do something like that, I think it reflects, she used the term servant leadership a lot, and I think it reflects a lot on the servant leadership mentality that she has established, I think, very well, and it shows, I think, throughout her program.
Sophie Cunningham made her presence and her return felt on Sunday when she had 27 to help take down the defending national champions. What is it about that matchup with South Carolina that Missouri seems to have a very, I don't know, I want to say a very much a comfort level in playing them?
You know, that's a good question. I know, I'm sure Sophie is a big part of that. She loves the big games. She loves the games that mean a lot to Mizzou fans, too. And I think that's what resonates. You know, the Mizzou women had the opportunity to play Illinois for the first time in a long time, and that game was at home in late December as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Kansas State came to town for the first time in a while, had played them in the WNIT game a few years back, but that was before Sophie showed up. And, you know, she said before the K-State game, well, I like that game because they have Kansas as part of their name. And Illinois, I think, was for the same reason, because they had Illinois across the chest. And, you know, South Carolina, four-time defending conference champion and the defending national champion, of course. And I think that she is just one of those people who wants that moment. She wants that spotlight. She thrives in that spotlight. And I guess that's the biggest factor with her. But also, that's another young lady who on the trips and stuff, she's a really light, easygoing kid, but she's not a kid who's like, I have to sit here and somebody fan me with a palm frond and feed me grapes because I'm an All-American. She's in the trenches just like everybody else, and she just wants to win games. And I think, again, whenever you have a player leader who has that attitude, I think that funnels down to everybody else on the roster too.
All right, so Brad, finally, just size up the SEC from this point moving forward.
Well, in my opinion, and I thought this in the preseason and from the results we've seen so far, I think I'm going to stick with it. I think there are five teams that could win the conference. It's as wide open as it has been since Mizzou joined the SEC. So South Carolina is one of them. I think Mizzou is one of the five now. I think Tennessee, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, who was a national finalist and beat UConn a year ago. I think out of those five, you're going to see a conference champion emerge. Mississippi State hasn't lost yet. Tennessee may be on the way back, got a quality win against, at the time, number two Texas team. The Lady Vols haven't lost yet. Texas A&M always picks up a few losses early, but they have a really tough schedule, a Hall of Fame national championship coach in Gary Blair. They're going to be there. We've seen how talented South Carolina is, probably the best player in the nation there in Asia Wilson, and now Mizzou. So with Mizzou, again, the target on the back more and more now, up to number 12 in the latest national rankings. How will Mizzou respond to that? And we're going to get a look at that right away. Four of the next five games for Mizzou are on the road. And starting out with a couple teams that I think will probably finish near the bottom of the league, to be honest, in Vanderbilt and Ole Miss. Can you go there and take care of business like you need to do? You got Arkansas at home. They're rebuilding under a new coach. Can you get it done there? And there's a three-game stretch, Mike, after that at Georgia. The rematch at South Carolina, which is going to be the most hostile environment that Mizzou has seen in a very long time, if ever, in women's basketball. And then Mississippi State at home. Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State, three tournament teams, two of them on the road, back-to-back-to-back. That's the stretch where I think we're really going to see, is Mizzou just a very good team, or are they a conference championship and maybe even beyond level of team?
Hey, Brad, thank you so much for your time. Continue the great work with the Missouri women, and thanks for your insight today.
Yeah, thank you again for all your help throughout my career and my time with Mizzou. It's been a lot of fun, and thanks for your time.
All right, Brad, thanks. That's Brad Trinago. He is the play-by-play voice of the Missouri women. I'm Mike Kelly. That does it for this edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
Does this sound like you?
Or is this more like it?
Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.